Darren, I've seen some iconic duos in my time.
Keane and Kel.
Podge and Rog.
Oh.
Spice Bag and Curry Sauce.
Oh, yeah.
But I think we have a new contender for Ireland's new favourite duo.
Don't tell me you've replaced me, have you, Joe? I wouldn't like... No.
I wouldn't lie to you, Darren.
Wouldn't like that.
I'm considering it, but it's not that. It's the new Cadbury Dairy Milk Biscoff Bar. We're talking the classic creamy dairy milk we grew up on, but it's met its match with that caramelised Biscoff crunch.
It's two different worlds colliding in one bar, is it?
You could say that again.
Literally love a first boy, says you.
Ooh, says me. To you.
How can I compete with that, Joe?
Well, you can't. And it's not a limited edition job either. It's here to stay. So next time you're in the shop, skip the bar and stuff and grab the new icon. Cadbury and Biscoff, the partnership we actually needed.
Are you giving me the chop?
Your two squares gone.
I'll have a bit of that.
Will you?
Yeah.
Not mine. You won't have mine.
Fair.
Get your own.
I will.
Get your own.
I will. Go loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Are we rolling?
We are rolling and rocking.
Rick Rolling.
Bonus.
Bonus episode.
See, Ali J is back.
Fuck's sake. Yeah. Leave it.
Leave it, no.
Leave it, man.
Leave it.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, he's back. Ali J is back in the house. Where was he? He was at the tennis.
Yeah.
Wimbledon.
I have to laugh at the caption. Let me just read them out. The caption's on like two videos or something he posted, wasn't it?
Who?
Ali J.
Like an Ali J page. Oh, yeah, like yeah. An official Ali J Instagram. There's only one. That was another one. Okay. check this. The cops at Wimbledon invented charges after me tried to speak to Prince Will.i.am.
He still got it.
Oh my God.
How's the form, boys? Good?
Good, yeah. How are you?
I'm very well.
Are you?
It's cold in here.
It is a bit chilly, yeah. Glad I brought a jumper.
I keep it cold like a, what do they call it? Like a butcher's fridge.
Oh, yeah.
Keep you fuckers like boxers on your toes and sharp.
Did I ever tell you the time when I used to do jackass videos? And I went into
jackass now.
Yeah, one stunt that I done, I went into a butcher's and he had a vat full of blood, like the animal's blood. And I said, can I stick my head in that for a video?
Oh, and he did.
And he let me do that.
And he did it?
Yeah.
Where's the video?
I don't know. I think we sent a load of them to Kirsty's home videos and she never
was
sent
it cold?
Them back.
Was it cold?
Don't be
it was cold, yeah.
You put your head in a cold. Ah, God.
Yeah.
That's so disgusting. I know. And it went up your nose?
Probably. Yeah. This was a long time ago. Yeah. Kids, desperate for validation.
And was it hard to get out of your hair? And
yeah. Well,
we did
yeah.
stupid stuff years ago.
That's. Yeah. yeah. Yeah.
You wouldn't do it now, though.
No. Would you laugh if I did, though?
yeah.
Then I would, yeah.
Would
yeah,
you love me?
Yeah.
Daddy,
would you think I was
maybe
funny?
That's what the internet needs. Everything just seems recycled. Maybe someone needs to go to a butcher's and put their head in a load of blood.
I think comedy now is making fun of other people instead of making fun of themselves.
Making fun of other people.
I think that's what people do now. People go out in the streets and they make jokes of other people and make other people look foolish for likes, for their engagement.
Yeah.
Whereas before. Mm-hmm. The jackass era, the Dirty Sanchez era, they made fun of themselves. Yeah. They were the butt of the joke.
Like, when I was younger, if I'd done a video, I'd be calling myself a fat fuck.
There you go.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
it was more self-deprecating. Now like, it's, I'm great and handsome, like, you're an idiot.
And he adds,
Ed, what's the story?
Right, question time. Simon in Portmarnock has written in.
We have a Portmarnock listener.
I know, excuse me.
Really fancy.
Yeah, moving up in the world.
Oh, any golf clubs up there? Portmarnock.
Simon. For a Portmarnock name, isn't it? Simon. High concentration of Simons in Portmarnock, I have a feeling.
Yeah, Simon says.
Hello, Darren, Joe, and I'm going to assume Ed. Oh, lovely. Loved your driver theory tests with Terry, Darren. But now I am scared to share the roads with both of you. The question about stall air that Joe answered last week, remember?
Mm-hmm.
i.e. if you could invent your own airline, etc., got me to thinking, if you were given full control over the laws of the roads here in Ireland, what ones would you get rid of and which new ones would you introduce? For me, obstructing a yellow box would result in a Sonny Corleone ending. If you know the Godfather film, he gets at a stop on the road and they all pop up and machine gun him to...
Oh, yeah. Spoiler.
Simon in Port Marnock. Yeah. So you're kings of the road. What are you doing? What are you saying?
What would you get rid of on the road?
What rules would you get rid of and which new ones would you bring in?
You only need traffic lights. Don't need to be looking at everything else.
So no road markings or...
Do you know what I never understood? And I don't know if you have to kind of complain to get it, but you know when there's a yellow box outside someone's garden so they can turn into their garden, like?
Yeah. Or come out.
But not everyone has that, so they must have really complained to get that.
Yeah.
Don't like that. Like, wait as well, like everyone else has to wait. It's only if it's on a main road, though, you know? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you get your own yellow box.
Why did they get that?
Yeah.
Why is that? Can you explain that to me?
So they can come out of their garden.
But how do they get it?
Why did they get it? And not everyone on the road.
What's so special about their garden?
It's probably close to a junction or a traffic light.
Oh, I've seen them where it's just like...
In the middle of the road?
Yeah.
Really?
I think so.
I don't know if you have.
I have, yeah.
I have you?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can just go out and paint it yourself.
That's probably what they did then.
I'm tempted to just... Like, there's a lot of roadworks around where I am because I'm knocking the flats down and all the... construction workers are just
down?
Yeah, the Shawan's already gone. They're taking them all down.
Building apartments,
yeah.
Of course they are.
With no parking. So they're just all going to be parking on the street and it's chaos right now. It's absolute chaos now. And I'm half tempted to just paint my own double yellow lines outside my house because it can't fucking reverse out.
They'll just think they put them there.
No one's going to question it.
They'll literally just be like, oh. They won't even notice.
No one's gonna
know. I just think they just done it.
Yeah.
It's just like other yellow lines they've put down.
Can't park there, mate. Sorry. You know when people, like if there's not a double yellow line and people put cones out in front of the house, you don't get to do that.
No, I can't.
It's not your road. Like, do you know what I mean? You don't own that. Like, I know you're trying to save your space and it is right in front of your house, but that's not allowed. You can't do that. If you're not parked there, I can park there. That's where it should be. Even though I'd be very annoyed if...
He's right. So you'd get rid of what? What are you getting rid of or what are you bringing in?
Oh, sorry. Okay, so to bring it back to that, I would get rid of traffic lights. I think people drive recklessly because of traffic lights. I think if there was no traffic lights, people would be more cautious.
People are constantly under the pressure of traffic lights, aren't they?
I think so, yeah. And it creates traffic and...
It's like, oh, it's going on, bro. I have to stop. Oh, and it's like, I might go into the back of him. Oh. Yeah.
Or America has, you can turn right on red. Or... left on red. I don't know which way it goes. But are you ever stuck at the traffic lights and there's no cars coming and you're like, can I just bleed and go?
Mm.
Or if you're driving at 1 a.m.
Yeah, I was just about to say, are we ever in a taxi where it's like 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And like it's a ghost town and they're just sailing through red lights.
Yeah, yeah.
So there was a town in the Netherlands and I thought this is true and here it is. It's called Drachten. Trans Modeman, the urban designer philosophy, is known as shared space. So they got rid of road markings, traffic lights and signs. Instead of dictating traffic with signs, lines and lights, the shared space concept removes all traditional infrastructure by forcing cars, bicycles and pedestrians to interact in a less structured environment. It strips away the false sense of security drivers get from traditional signs because there are no explicit right-of-way rules enforced by tarmac lines. All users are forced to negotiate their behaviour naturally. Make eye contact and pay close attention to their surroundings. The result, what do we reckon?
I think it works.
Yeah.
Contrary to what many predicted, removing the markings and signs led to a drastic improvement in both traffic flow and safety. Fewer accidents. In Drachten, the number of accidents dropped from over 8 per year to practically 0. Without traffic lights holding up vehicles, wait times decreased and overall traffic capacity increased.
There wouldn't be traffic at all.
And painted lines to encourage speeding. Drivers naturally slow down to navigate the open shared environment safely.
There wouldn't be any traffic.
People would be moving faster. And they would be getting to where they need to go
without
quicker. And, you know, there'd be no... You're waiting at red lights and then two cars go and then you stop again. Like, we should just be able to, like a zip, you know? Like, you go, I go, at a very busy junction. Instead of, like,
So you're relying on the kindness and soundness of strangers, essentially. It's all like kind of mutually agreed. Like, you be sound, I be sound. Do you have enough faith
in
humanity?
People would be sounder, though.
Do you think so?
They'd be letting you go with a smile on their face.
Like, an understanding would...
No more traffic lights. Yeah, go on, walk away there.
Yeah. And they're not going to be... You're not going to be going around 100 miles an hour. You'd be kind of just creeping through town, but you get to where you need to go.
I'm into it.
I think there's something in that. Mm.
Simon, great question.
Darren, I've seen some iconic duos in my time.
Keane and Kel.
Podge and Rog.
Oh.
Spice Bag and Curry Sauce.
Oh, yeah.
But I think we have a new contender for Ireland's new favourite duo.
Don't tell me you've replaced me, have you, Joe? I wouldn't like... No.
I wouldn't lie to you, Darren.
Wouldn't like that.
I'm considering it, but it's not that. It's the new Cadbury Dairy Milk Biscoff Bar. We're talking the classic creamy dairy milk we grew up on, but it's met its match with that caramelised Biscoff crunch.
It's two different worlds colliding in one bar, is it?
You could say that again.
Literally love a first boy, says you.
Ooh, says me. To you.
How can I compete with that, Joe?
Well, you can't. And it's not a limited edition job either. It's here to stay. So next time you're in the shop, skip the bar and stuff and grab the new icon. Cadbury and Biscoff, the partnership we actually needed.
Are you giving me the chop?
Your two squares gone.
I'll have a bit of that.
Will you?
Yeah.
Not mine. You won't have mine.
Fair.
Get your own.
I will.
Get your own.
I will.
Charlie from Bray, this may be the greatest opening line in my tenure with Stalit. The greatest opening line I've seen or read.
Better be now.
To a mess, and I've built it up. My brother swears blind that he gave a ghost a lift on his bike.
Love
We're
it.
Off to a flyer.
I want one.
He was cycling home from work. He was a barman, so this is very late, and cut through a park. Partway through, he says he saw a misty shape in the middle of the path, the rough size and shape of a person. He cycled through it and felt something. He looked back, and the misty shape thing was now sitting on the back of his bike.
What the fuck?
Get a backer. And then dissipated. I think he was tired, and since it was winter, one of the street lamps in the park was illuminating a patch of mist. Boo. But if he wants to think a ghost hitched a ride on his bike, that's his business. That's my story. Love the pod. Good luck, Charlie from Bray.
I love that people.
That is fucking
I
great.
Love people.
That is fucking honestly, amazing. That doesn't really need that people. Doesn't need any... I don't know what else you could add to that, but that's
you
incredible.
Couldn't, you couldn't top it up.
Give it a ghost to live on the back of your bike. Get off!
Maybe he did.
Maybe he did.
I was walking... I think barmen get haunted.
They're more susceptible to ghosts.
More susceptible to ghosts.
Because they walk close with spirits.
Oh!
Lip that. Lip that, put that out. We're going viral, baby. Now, I was walking home before from the pub. And I was on my ma's road when I used to live on that road. And it's right around the corner from the pub. And I was walking up. And someone behind me just went, here. Just went, here. And I just looked behind me, there's no one there. And then I kind of went, okay. And I just kept walking, with lots of pace, And someone was behind me. I could hear their feet walking. No one there.
Did you look back again? No.
No. And then I looked on the ground, and someone just drunk.
Yeah,
give us a hand. No, but I swear to God that happened, Wow. That's true.
There you go.
So I believe that his barman brother gave a ghost a backer.
Is it likely that the ghost... looked for a lift on his bike. Sorry, I just love the thought of the ghost waiting for something.
Finally, here's a bleeding lift.
Park bleeding years.
Yeah, get us down to the park. Now, here we go. I mentioned this on the main. It was going to happen, but it's happening. After Darren's quite disastrous performance in the driver theory test, I thought I'd give him the chance to redeem himself with a quick-fire 2000s Man United quiz. Don't worry, Joe, there's one there for you too.
All of us for us, is it?
It's five for each.
Five each, okay.
And listen, I didn't mention this person's name because it's a great name. Barney Nibble.
Barney Nibble.
In Coolock.
I hope you're keeping well.
Darren, do you want your five first?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
What if he gets five that I know, and then I get five he
that's
knows?
That's the luck of draw, that's life.
Maybe can we steal?
No.
Okay.
Darren.
Yeah.
Question one. Which Argentine midfielder arrived at Old Trafford from Lazio for a then British record transfer fee of £28.1 million? Varane is correct.
Oh, fucking hell.
In the 2002-2003 Premier League title winning season, who finished as the club's top scorer across all competitions with 25 goals?
2002-23?
2002-2003.
I think it was Van Nistelrooy.
Correct. Which player wore the number 7 shirt for Man United immediately after David Beckham's departure to Real Madrid in 2003?
Suey.
Yeah.
That was easy.
Who scored the crucial decisive penalty in the 2008 UEFA Champions League final shootout against Chelsea in Moscow?
The winning one, like?
The decisive one. I don't know. It was
Giggs, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well done.
He stepped up after Ronaldo's penalty was saved.
Well done.
Jesus Christ. Which club did Man United defeat in the 2004 FA Cup final to secure the first major trophy of the mid-2000s?
Chelsea, was it?
2004 FA Cup final. Who did they beat?
That's a tough one, isn't it?
You're getting there. One more to go.
I thought it was Chelsea for some reason, because I feel like when I was that age, it was always like FA Cup finals against Chelsea and Mourinho. It's someone shy, is it?
Yeah.
Is it like Blackburn or something?
Millwall.
That's a tough one.
4 to 5.
Tricky one.
I'm disappointed with that.
I thought there was more than 5 questions.
I'm disappointed that I didn't get the 5 there.
Joe, you ready?
That Millwall, that was tough. I'm ready. Yeah. Bring it on. I'm not going to add any of this.
Of course you will.
I won't. Bad. Go on.
Which American goalkeeper did Ferguson sign in 2003 to replace Fabian Barthez?
American?
You know that one.
Lads.
He saved a penalty on his debut again.
If he doesn't get it, can I just say it? After, and when
you hear it, you're going to punch something. Not me or Darren Hope.
Will I give him a hint?
American, how do you...
I know another team he played for as well. Everton? Yeah, played for Everton.
I don't know.
Tim Howard.
Was it?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Anyway, you can still draw with Darren.
Yeah.
United signed a French striker from Liverpool on a fee transfer in 2004 who went on to score only 4 goals in 30 appearances. Who was he?
A French striker from Liverpool?
From Liverpool on a free transfer in 2004.
Like, literally from Liverpool FC?
Well, yes, I would imagine.
Jean-Philippe.
Do you know? I'll go for it. David Bellion?
Bellion, yeah. Well, I didn't know that one.
Who scored Man United's only goal in the infamous 4-1 Manchester Derby defeat at the City of Manchester Stadium 2004?
Jesus, that's tough.
These are hard, are they?
That's like a fucking stupid question.
Wayne Rooney.
Paul Scholes. Now, okay, I'll open it. These are harder, these ones now.
Yeah.
Who sent these in?
Trying to make me look like a fool.
Barney, you're going for...
I should have got Tim Howard, though.
When it gets down to like who scored the only goal...
Okay, when Man United thrashed Roma 7-1, do you remember this?
Yeah.
In the 2007 Champions League quarterfinal.
No.
Which unexpected midfielder scored twice, including a stunning curling effort?
Crackers, I remember.
Go on, you can answer. Do you know?
Fabio.
Carrick.
Yeah.
Carrick, right.
His first European goals for the club. And this maybe might bring you home, Joe. Which academy graduate and versatile defender wore the number 22 shirt for United between 2001 and 2008, also scored an absolute banger of a curler at one stage, before eventually moving to Sunderland? Close to home now, this one.
John O'Shea.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well done.
I got one.
Between the two of you.
I got one.
Got like 7 out of 10.
I let us down.
That concludes the... We finished on a quiz. Good job.
Nice. It's always nice doing a quiz.
Yeah.
I'm never sure whether to try hard or to have a laugh at it.
We do a quiz every week. I love them. So anyone out there who wants to send in quiz questions.
Quizzes are great. More quizzes.
If you start asking me history questions,
forget.
I'm not going to even answer them.
Yeah.
I'd probably try to give that one a go.
Do you think that was good? The 4 of them I got?
That was
the ones you got? Yeah.
Yours are slightly easier than Joe's.
I think
slightly.
The Champions League final one. That's a difficult one, because I was going to say Nani.
Yeah. But anyway, there you go. Well done, boys. That's the end of the bonus.
Well done, everyone.
Nice one. And thank you to the listeners who sent in the brilliant questions and quizzes. If you have any quizzes or questions, send them in to stale@goloudnow.com and Ed will read them to us.
I'll read them out to your faces. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ed.
Thank you.
Sorry, I was texting there.
I know.
Good to hear that.
We're done now. You're okay. You can text away.
Right. But if you want me to do a different outro, just to make up for that.
Do you say something at least?
Thanks very much for listening to that.
Yeah.
Joe, are you texting?
No, that was me chest.
All right.
Yeah.
Someone texting there?
No.
Oh.
All right. See ya.
It's a ghost. It's a ghost texting.
Might give a ghost a backer. Give a ghost a backer on the way home there.
And a scooter. Go on. See you later. I can't wait to see Claire Bourne on this scooter now. Darren, I've seen some iconic duos in my time.
Keane and Kel.
Podge and Rodge.
Oh.
Spice Bag and Curry Sauce.
Oh, yeah.
But I think we have a new contender for Ireland's new favourite duo.
Don't tell me you've replaced me, have you, Joe? I wouldn't like... No.
I wouldn't lie to you, Darren.
Wouldn't like that.
I'm considering it, but it's not that. It's the new Cadbury Dairy Milk Biscoff Bar. We're talking the classic creamy dairy milk we grew up on, but it's met its match with that caramelised Biscoff crunch.
It's two different worlds colliding in one bar, is it?
You could say that again.
Literally love a first boy, says you.
Who says me? For you.
How can I compete with that, Joe?
Well, you can't. And it's not a limited edition job either. It's here to stay. So next time you're in the shop, skip the bar and stuff and grab the new icon. Cadbury and Biscoff, the partnership we actually needed.
Are you giving me the chop?
Your two squares gone.
I'll have a bit of that.
Will you?
Yeah.
Not mine. You won't have mine.
Fair.
Get your own.
I will.
Get your own.
I will.